This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Mann Ki Baat today has said that the inauguration of the world's largest LEAP engine MRO facility in Hyderabad, the induction of INS Mahe into the Indian Navy, unveiling of Skyroot's Infinity campus in the country, reflect India's new thinking, innovation and youth power. Further, he said India has set a historic record with food grain production of 357 million tons. He further noted, November 2025 has been a super hit in terms of sports in India, while mentioning all the wins in cricket, kabaddi and boxing. Mr. Modi again urged people to carry forward the mantra of vocal for local. Mr. Modi said he was deeply impressed by the efforts being made in South India towards natural farming. The Prime Minister said India is setting new records in honey production as it has now almost doubled during the last 11 years. The government today held an all-party meeting at the Parliament House Annex ahead of the winter session of Parliament beginning tomorrow till 19th December. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting. Speaking after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the meeting was held in a positive atmosphere. He said the government has appealed to the floor leaders of all political parties for cooperation during the winter session for smooth functioning of the two houses. The General Officer Commanding-in-Chief, Eastern Command, Lieutenant General R.C. Tiwari, accompanied by General Officer Commanding, 3rd Corps, Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pendharkar, called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, at Rajavan Itanagar yesterday. They discussed a wide range of issues including the security of the eastern borders, the welfare of ex-servicemen and the land issue cases, along with other matters concerning the Indian Army's engagement with the state government. In Lower Subansiri District Zero, a coordination meeting was conducted yesterday ahead of the Panchayat election chaired by election observer Pagli Sora. During the meeting, DEO Oli Perme expressed happiness that a majority of JATPM seats are uncontested. This time, 10 out of 14 JATPCs reflecting a positive and cooperative democratic environment. Election observer Sora, representing the State Election Commission, emphasized that the observer functions as the eyes and ears of the commission. He encouraged everyone to reach out anytime for matters related to free and fair elections. Tawang Deputy Commissioner cum DEO Panchayati Raj Namgyal Angmo yesterday officially handed over the election certificates to all the uncontested Gram Panchayat members of the three Tawang and four Kitpi Zilla Parishad constituencies following the closure of the withdrawal period. The NCORD meeting for the month of October 2025 was conducted on yesterday at Likhabali, Lower Siang. The meeting was chaired by Mokariba ADC Likhabali, who urge all stakeholders to strengthen collaboration, intensify outreach and awareness programs, and ensure sustained support for the rehabilitation and preventive initiatives. Rajiv Gandhi University, Rono Hills, Doimukh held its 23rd convocation today. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnayak presided over the convocation. Degrees were conferred upon 115 PhD scholars, 911 postgraduates and 6,331 undergraduates, along with 127 recipients of postgraduate diplomas for the academic session 2024-25. 46 gold medal winners from postgraduate programs and 31 gold medal winners from undergraduate programs were honored for their outstanding achievements. The Pusparani Mitra gold medal was also conferred. Professor S. Mahendra Dev, Chairman of the Economic Advisory Council to the Prime Minister of India, delivered the convocation address. The Indian Army organized an open volleyball tournament for boys and girls in Machuka under the theme Spikes, Serves and Camaraderie from 26-29 November 2025. The initiative reflects the Army's commitment to supporting remote communities, nurturing young sporting talent and enhancing the well-being of students in far-flung regions. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.